our lives improve. And some of the risk areas, just to let you know and our listeners know about heart disease, it comes in a higher risk if you're 40 or over for the women.
Oh, my God, I'm dead.
Well, you're a man. You're not there yet, so that one.
Well, but you know what they say, though? Excuse me for interrupting. Mm-hmm. But what they say, that women give men heart attacks.
Yeah. So. I don't know about that. But the other areas for risk was high cholesterol levels, high triglycerides, a poor diet, poor oral hygiene. The other one we can't help is because we're aging, and then the other one was genetics, if there is genetic
Then why do people in other countries live to be well over 100? Why back in the Bible times they lived to be 200 or 300? Why? Pollution, air, water, and everything. I only drink purified water.
That's fabulous. And what we're trying to do is actually have people be aware that it is controllable. They're saying that one out of every eight seconds, is that a woman is having a heart attack or a stroke in America. 44 million women have heart disease in America. That can be actually controlled through our lifestyle practices. Mm-hmm. And
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've accomplished almost everything we've started out to accomplish.
Speaking at a big event at the White House last night, the president also says something else is coming, as we hear from USA's Joe Gomez.
President Donald Trump is promising to make big changes to America's health care system.
And as most of you know, the Obamacare has had tremendous problems. I won't say in front of the Democrats, I'll just say it to the Republicans. It doesn't work. But we're going to have it fixed, and we're going to repeal and replace.
Speaking at the governor's ball at the White House, Trump suggested the subject of health care would be a big topic in a speech to a joint session of Congress tomorrow.
Iowa lawmakers now considering bills defining life as beginning at conception. Both House and Senate versions would grant a person the same constitutional rights and protections as everyone else as soon as they are conceived. This is USA Radio News.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake.
The firm responsible for overseeing the Oscars envelopes is apologizing for a big foul-up at the end of last night's broadcast, which led to La La Land mistakenly and temporarily taking Moonlight's Best Picture Award.
Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
PricewaterhouseCoopers issuing an explanation hours after Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway announced that La La Land had won. The firm says the presenters were accidentally handed the wrong envelope. Kurt Busch led just one lap in the Daytona 500, but it was the lap that mattered. As he took the checkered flag at Daytona International, Busch squeaking past the crowd on the last lap to win the 59th running of the Great American Race. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A top aide comes to the defense of President Trump in his decision to not attend the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner.
This wasn't a president who was elected to spend his time with reporters and celebrities.
That's White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking on ABC's This Week.
Game over, man. It's game over.
And that's actor Bill Paxton from the movie Aliens. Paxton died over the weekend unexpectedly while undergoing surgery. He was 61. A few years ago, he spoke to Larry King about his love not only for acting, but also for directing.
I love it. Yeah, I was consumed by this whole project.
As much as acting?
Oh, easily.
Because you control it?
No, I think my heroes as a boy were guys like Buster Keaton, and then as I was growing up, I was a huge fan of Clint Eastwood's. I've never really gotten to know Clint. I've met him a couple times, but he has no idea what a mentor he's been to me.
The 61-year-old Paxton's family says he died of complications during surgery, but they haven't released further details. They're asking for privacy for now. And the first judge to preside over TV's The People's Court has died. Judge Joseph Wapner passed away yesterday at 97. He had been appointed to the L.A. Municipal Court in 1959, then went on to have 18 years career as an L.A. Superior Court judge before he retired and took on the People's Court from 1981 to 1993. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Let's see, local weather here at huntedandchamberradio.com for Monday, the Flemington area. Today, cloudy, high near 53. Cloudy on the overnight, low in the 30s. Chance of showers Tuesday in the late morning. Highs are reaching up into the 60s. Showers likely also Tuesday night into Wednesday. Still kind of unseasonably warm here, 50s and 60s. Showers likely Wednesday night, maybe a thunderstorm later. Sunny on Thursday, high near 49. Cloudy on the overnight, low in the 20s. Again, a little slight chance of showers. Finally getting some rain around here. We need some water. New Jersey and the Northeast here. I think we're the last ones with the drought here. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Morning, welcome to the table, or morning, or whenever you're listening to us, if you're listening to us on Rewind or through the archives, which is always a good idea if you can't tune in live. We're here at the new chamber offices on Main Street here in Flemington. Beautiful old building being restored here. Nice fitting location for the chamber. Oh, so what's up? We had, last week they had President's Day. I apologize for the broadcast before that. Apparently the music was overriding the audio, so hopefully we don't have that issue today. Oh, what's coming up? So, a couple things this week right away. Mardi Gras, of course, is going on in New Orleans and other areas that celebrate last hurrah before the beginning of Lent. Lent for Christians all over the world is a period of penance and reflection, where we kind of give up some things, just do a little sacrifice there. So, well, but we always have this big, big party right beforehand, right? Get in the last hurrah. So there's Mardi Gras going on, and we'll talk about an iconic Louisiana dish, jambalaya, which should be fairly simple to pull off. Some of the other cuisine down there is very rich, very flavorful. Of course, that area had the influence from many cultures. The Acadians came down from Canada. I guess they got booted out up there. And, of course, the Spanish influence, the French influence, some of the southern cooking, the islands, the African influence, that cuisine, the spices. I mean, you could see some similarities to other national dishes, but kind of takes its own twist down there. And it doesn't always have to be spice by spice, but generally speaking, when we think of the Cajun Creole cuisine, we think of some aggressively spiced food. So we'll go through a little procedure for jambalaya, one of those dishes you can kind of make your own. And Shrove Tuesday, celebrated in other countries, or Pancake Day, again, having those last sweets normally, you know, for Lent. I know when we were kids, oh, you give up candy, you give up sweets, some of these treats there that just take for granted all the time. Yeah, could be a good thing. Eliminate something like that from your diet and probably get a big benefit from it. But well, anyway, we'll talk about pancakes, the variations of it, and my favorite, the Adirondack Flapjacks. Now, I worked at Mirror Lake Inn. This is where, and they've been published in many journals and written on recipe cards. Very simple recipe. It's more about the procedure. But most of us, we think of pancakes as these big fluffy things, and yeah, it's a lot of carbs. It's and then of course you put syrup on it, and you got to use a lot of syrup. It ends up, if you're having them for dinner, it almost seems like you're having dessert for dinner. It really shouldn't be that way. You could have these pancakes, obviously, are good for breakfast, but also good for lunch or dinner, and take a little savory side sometimes, although pure maple syrup, when I was up there, because I'm from New York State anyway, it's a given. You know, the pancake syrup. I mean, I've tried, I was at a friend's house one time, they used corn syrup, and sometimes the sorghum syrup, agave nectar. There's flavored syrups out there that are nice, but for me, the pure maple syrup, which is still one of, it's like honey, it's one of those natural products there that takes time, fairly expensive, although probably when I was up there, of course, they were still, they hadn't gone to these collection, the tubing that lets the sap run into the collecting bin. They were just to go around and empty the buckets by hand. We had a gentleman, my associate up there, old Trader Al, he tapped a tree, and we used to get the free-run sap, drink that in the morning. It's, you know, it's not that sweet. You have a hint of sweetness because it does take 40 gallons of the sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. We used to contract for the syrup once a year at Mirror Lake Inn. We would buy it from a producer, whoever was selling it, they would bring in their samples, and then we would buy 100 gallons. They would pack it in the old gallon tins, and we actually would store that in our wine cellar at a good temperature, not chilled, not too hot, and it was as expensive as some of the wines we were serving at the time, so had to be under lock and key and rationed out. We would always warm the syrup in the morning. Warm syrup flows better, doesn't cool the food off. It's nothing worse than getting, you get hot off the griddle pancakes and then just cold, thick pancake syrup just sitting on top of it. It's not the best thing. But these flapjacks are nice and light, airy. It'll make you rethink pancakes. We've got a break for a couple of messages. I know it's the quarter hour already. We'll come back and give you a quick rundown of the flapjacks and some variations of pancakes that are out there. There's some things called pancakes that maybe, by our definition, aren't really a pancake. More of a dough than a batter. But we'll be right back at the table.
It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better. When you get home.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that one in five people?
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's table here at HuntingChamberRadio.com. So flapjacks, actually this week for our themed dinner, we could have the best of both, best of North and South, have jambalaya for dinner and then have some flapjacks for dessert. As a matter of fact, the flapjacks in Mirlakin were served in the morning at breakfast, not huge plate-sized ones, although you can make them that way, a little smaller, and with your, you know, syrup, your eggs, we used to call them cackleberry cakes, a couple of pancakes and fried eggs on top and a little sausage, nothing better, right? But at night, at dinner time, when Mrs. Wyckoff, Clemina Wyckoff, owned the inn, the dessert was offered as a dessert, flaming Adirondack flapjacks. There was a little griddle in the pantry, and you could order that, smaller pancakes. And you get a few of those stacked up, just almost like, I think of them like as thick crepes, a little bit thicker crepes. So smaller pancakes and with the syrup. And also to set them on fire, they would take a sugar cube and just dip it quickly in lemon extract. And then that would light up. I think of lemon extract, of course, as about 70% alcohol. You could use probably 151 rum. You need something with high alcohol content because you're not warming up the alcohol to set fire to it. And it would go out like it's a little bit of whipped cream, and then, of course, the sugar, little like a little candle on the thing, of course, melts the sugar, and there you have it. A little syrup, if you like, but the maple sugar could also be used for that. What I think would be great, if you want them for dessert, is do kind of a, if you want to keep with that Mardi Gras theme is do some Bananas Foster, because the fruit and the pancakes would work well. Do a little flaming Bananas Foster, if you like. You saute the bananas in some brown sugar and whole butter. We used to add a pinch of cocoa powder to it also, if you like. If you like that little chocolate in there. You know, some rum, banana liqueur, and you just saute the bananas quickly. You're kind of caramelizing them. And add those to the pancakes, and there you have it. Nice dessert. So these flapjacks, and I guess pancakes, flapjacks, interchangeable. Flapjacks we think of more as the northern term for it. And pancakes, there are many types out there. There's crepes. Crepes are a close relative to these. You've got Johnny cake, or could be known as journey cake, or hoe cake. More of a cornmeal-based one, which are actually pretty good. A little crunchier, a little thicker, although now you get the masa, the fine-ground corn flour. Could make a nice gluten-free cake, if you like. So these flapjacks, so you start with 4 eggs. We separate the eggs. 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. You're going to melt 6 tablespoons of butter and set it aside. 2 cups of flour. 2 teaspoons of baking powder. And we separate these because part of the leavening meaning the rise for these cakes, involves beaten egg whites, kind of like a waffle batter, I guess. Best made the day you're going to use them, although we have made them, let them sit overnight. The egg whites kind of deflate a little bit. So even if you wanted to, I mean, if the batter's simple enough, it's really not much more difficult than opening a box of pancake mix. So you have your dry ingredients, sugar, salt, and flour, and baking powder. Blend those together. You also need 2 cups of milk. If you want these kind of that sour tang, you could use buttermilk, but we used to use regular milk. So you have your dry ingredients. Mix your milk and your egg yolks. Add your melted butter. And then mix this in with the flour. You have your egg whites on the side, and you'll fold those in to this batter after it's made. It's nice and light and fluffy. Again, just and put it on the griddle. You know, it's maybe a 2-ounce ladle. That's what we used to use. If you want the smaller dessert ones, you could make a 1-ounce ladle. But the 2-ounce ladle is fine. And if you make 3 or 4 of them for a serving instead of 1 or 2, that's okay. They're nice and delicate, as I said. Your preheated griddle, you want a little maybe canola oil to grease the griddle. And you really, these things, the texture of them, as I said, they're not these huge doughy things that suck up lots of syrup. They're just very, very fine. Of course, you've got butter instead of oil. You've got eggs in there. Really beats the heck out of a dry mix. So you're serving these, if you want to serve these for dinner, of course, and pancakes for dinner, don't discount that. It's pretty good. If you like the whipped cream on there, that's fine. Of course, I like, again, the maple syrup. Whipped butter is usually better than hard pieces of butter. It melts a little bit better on. If you want a little butter on them, I'd really recommend, if you don't whip your own in the with a hand mixer or in your stand mixer, you can buy whipped butter. And we used to use that. It seems expensive, you're paying for air, but really it helps the butter go a lot further, and it will melt very quickly, even when it's chilled. And you end up really not using as much, so maybe that's a good thing. So you have these flapjacks. I said if you want to serve a sausage, which would be my favorite with them, any kind of breakfast meat's good. Sausage patties are fine. I don't know if people still remember those. Everybody has the links, and they're pre-cooked, and you've got all, you know, do they have casing? Do they have no casing? If you make patties, you can actually make your own very easily, and it won't be as fatty as regular sausage. Some ground pork. The pork you buy in the store, the ground pork is probably 80% lean, which most sausages maybe barely 70%. Just by nature, it's got to have quite a bit of fat in it to help it cook properly. But I've made patties out of ground pork, and if you feel the need to add a little fat to it, you want to mix an egg in there, that's fine. But you really don't need to. And really, the difference between sausage, of course, now with this lean pork you're using, think of it like a pork burger. But really with sausage, you want to season it the day before. Let the seasonings work into it. So salt and pepper. I like a little ground sage and ginger would be good in this breakfast sausage. And it'll give you that, you know, it's, again, make it yourself. It's not going to cost any more. And really the difference, you can control how much salt and fat you're getting in your diet. Really makes sense to just take an extra minute and make something from scratch. Now, variations, of course, pancakes. We said there's some that, you know, scallion pancakes for your Peking duck, they're more like a dough. Arepas are more like a dough. Almost think of it, you can, even though you can griddle them to bake them like an English muffin, it really is not a batter. Pancakes, like other cakes, should be tender. So having a high gluten flour is not really a necessity for these. In fact, I've seen variations of pancakes or flapjacks where you use a cake flour, a softer wheat flour, not as much protein in it. So it's not really a stretch if you want to make gluten-free. Of course, the classic, the blini, the Russian crepes that are served with caviar, traditionally made with buckwheat flour, which isn't really a flour. It's not related to the seeds at all. Gluten-free, of course, a little darker and heftier, but again, when you're making crepes with the buckwheat, again, the same technique, if you want to lighten them up with some beaten egg white, that kind of helps. As I said, corn flour is readily available now, the fine ground, the masa, but cornmeal, Mark Pittman, who really respect as a food writer and great cook, suggests softening cornmeal in some hot water first. Equal amounts. If you're making a cornmeal pancake with ground cornmeal, bring some water. If you've got a cup and a half of cornmeal, bring a cup and a half of water to boil, and just pour it over the cornmeal, stir it, let it sit for a little while to soften up. This is a technique I've used for polenta, not with boiling water, but when I make, I don't care if it's polenta, cornbread, whenever I'm using cornmeal in a dough or a batter, I would always soften it up, whether it's in cornbread, even in with some of the milk that I'm using. Always soften it up. Let it sit for 15 or 20 minutes, and you won't have it quite so grainy. Maybe that's sometimes people think it's, you know, it's too crunchy, too grainy, rather. But for polenta, if you always have to stream the cornmeal in, and so it doesn't lump. If you soften it first, you just add that whole mess to the boiling water and stir, and you don't have to worry about it lumping up. Plus, it makes it, grits do the same thing. Soften the cornmeal first, and you'll have much better results. But if you're making a cornmeal pancake, you could use that technique. There are gluten-free flour mixes out there that are very good. Some are a combination of corn and rice flour. Don't know if I'd use rye flour in a pancake, but I guess if you served it with corned beef, you could. But anyway, think of these different flours, even for flavor, even if you're not specifically looking to eliminate wheat gluten. It really changes the personality of the pancake. In the area of crepes, you want to make something a little different, I call them pancakes. And of course, the street vendors, the creperies in France, where you have the big one that's folded, always a nice thing, kind of handheld, right? But crepes, we've served them in, of course, hotels and restaurants. Think of even a cannelloni, Italian cannelloni. Now, many recipes will call for pasta dough, but traditionally, this would be made with a crepe. Crepe batter, relatively simple. A cup and a half of flour, about a cup and a third of milk, and three eggs, and a little pinch of salt. And, again, a little bit of melted butter at the end. Now, when we make crepe batter, many times we'll even do it in a blender, but you always want to let it sit, because if you're using regular flour, you want to let that gluten relax. Again, we're looking for tender, not really for too strong. But crepes, can make them ahead. Most people don't have several crepe pans to use. I remember at the Lake Placid Club, we used to have to make dozens and even hundreds of them sometimes for large groups, and you're sitting there with all the steel pans lined up down the actually put the pan on top of the griddle, and you're just putting the batter in, rolling it, flipping it, letting them cool off on a clean tablecloth or kitchen apron, and stack them with patty paper in between, and you can have these done ahead. And then they simply roll your filling, should be cold, roll the crepe around the filling, and you can heat them up in the oven, make a sauce. Think of, a traditional we used to do would be, say, thin ham and asparagus rolled up in a crepe served with a cheese sauce, let's say a mornay. Very nice dish. Or even, heck, you could do a hollandaise if you like. But cream chicken, seafood, anything in a mixture like that, stuffed inside the crepe, warmed up, and then with more of the sauce on top. Now, your cannelloni, Italian style, Could be a vegetable filling like spinach or Swiss chard, blanched and chopped and seasoned. Of course, you want to add some maybe onion and garlic to that. Or a standard ground veal and spinach would be actually good together. Ground filling that would go in these cannellonis. Cannellonis are thought of as more having a meat filling, where a manicotti is more just the ricotta filling. But again, you have these cannellonis. It's a crepe instead of a pasta. You don't have to boil the pasta and worry about it. Make some crepes and serve that with your red sauce if you like, or do the two sauces. Do a red sauce and a bechamel. Anything you like. So we've got a break for news, and we'll come back and talk about these pancakes and jambalaya. Chef Bill's Table.
Working on sound of the band.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy.
A former Republican president discussing the media.
We need an independent media to hold people like me to account.
Former President George W. Bush, speaking on NBC's Today Show, asked to address President Trump's recent comments that news media's the enemy of the people. Bush would only say,
power can be very addictive, and it can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere.
Reports are President Trump is eyeing big cuts at the EPA and some other agencies in his budget proposal for next year. Senior officials say the president will call for sharp hikes in defense spending and for keeping Social Security and Medicare untouched. He may release an outline of the budget package as early as later today. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to orderzona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or orderzona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
All right, we're back at the table here, thinking about pancakes. I remember when we were kids, it was, as the family got larger, it made more sense to, my mother would just make one big pancake for each of us instead of trying to crank out a few dozen in the electric frying pan, doing them four at a time. And of course, the polite thing to do was to wait until everybody was served before you started eating, so... it just made more sense to do one at a time, one big one. And you can, you know, if you like the Germans do, the apple cake, apple pancake. The Austrians have them, some fruit in the batter. And, you know, a lot of the pancake houses do that, too. They put in the blueberries, the chocolate chips, things into the pancake while it's cooking. Also, with pancakes, think of them, they are cakes, and especially in the summertime, if you want a quick and easy cake, instead of turning your oven on and baking cake layers, think of making some pancakes, let them cool off, and actually stack them up like a tort. Instead of having to slice the cake layers through to make them thin, you've got already thin, nice layers. And they're nice and soft. You put your filling in between, whether you want, a fudge or any kind of your icing in the middle, Nutella, any kind of filling in between. Stack them up and chill them. And then once they're cold, it's easy to frost. Make a nice little, probably 7 or 8 layer little cake there, right? Make your pancakes could be 8 or 9 inches in diameter in your pan. You make the one at a time. Again, we used to flip them onto a clean apron. You could use a kitchen towel, something to absorb the heat and some of the moisture, and let them cool off, and then you can work with them. Not a bad idea. That's really taking a pancake to another level, right? And also savory toppings. I know we've some of the toppings that you would use, or fillings that you would use for crepes, could conceivably be done as a topping on pancakes. It doesn't have to be always just sweet. As I mentioned, a creamed a nice chicken and a bechamel or a seafood on top of a short stack wouldn't be a bad idea either. Take them a little savory. In fact, many of the times when you see the recipe for the flapjacks listed, they'll say, oh, if you want to, just roll the cooled flapjack around a sausage link to have a little kind of a breakfasty pig in a blanket, right? So you can use pancakes, make them ahead, use them for something, or if you want, if you have any left over, obviously, I don't know if too many people have leftover pancakes, but might be good, say, if you're making a batch and you want to make a few extra and make one of those little cakes, wouldn't be a bad idea. Now for jambalaya, the other half of our dinner here. Jambalaya, if we've talked on the show before about making paella, we probably have discussed jambalaya too at a year or two ago, maybe three, who knows. Anyway, it bears repeating. It's one of our, you can call it chicken and rice. You see a lot of that being, you know, in the food columns now, the combination, whatever culture, you know, rice or some kind of grain or starch base with meats and vegetables cooked in it. So if you could do a paella in the open pan, you can certainly do a jambalaya. Difference being with a jambalaya, it's we cover that. We don't cook that in the open pan. It's covered, and I guess the real secret to it is once you have all your ingredients and your rice in there, and you give it a stir to make sure nothing's stuck together, cover it, simmer it, and don't stir it again. Let it just absorb. If you keep opening and stirring it, of course, it's going to get pasty. What happens, just like when you're making a risotto, you've got to resist the urge to stir a pilaf or a jambalaya. You don't want it to get gummy. If you stir it, sometimes that's desirable. A risotto, the pasta, the cacio e pepe, where you want some of the starch to come off and thicken, that's fine. But in a paella, you don't really, a jambalaya, you don't really want that. So we always think of it as spicy. And of course, we need the trinity, the onions, celery, and bell peppers. So we have plenty of those diced up. Jambalaya and jambon comes from ham, so you want some pork product in there. Some diced ham would be great. If you can find the tasso, the Cajun ham, very good. Otherwise, just use a nice lean ham that can be cubed up. We like andouille sausage, and get one. It's a smoked, spicy pork sausage. You'll have some of that sliced up. Now, chicken that we use, we like to use cubes of chicken so it cooks thoroughly. And chicken thighs, boneless, skinless thighs, for me, are the best. Not only economical, much more tasty. The chicken breast can, it's cooking in liquid, cooking in rice, but the texture and the flavor of the thigh is much better. And I tell you, without the bone, without the skin, it's not, the dark meat on a chicken is not really that dark. They don't walk around that much, you know. It's not like, if you're using duck, of course, duck would be great in there too, pieces of duck. The nice thing about jambalaya, you can make it very simple with just ham, if you like, or go all the way with the chicken and the andouille. You can add, I've added oysters, shrimp, crayfish tails, and the shrimp and the oysters, if you're doing that, that's an exception where you might want to put them in a little bit later in the process, uncover it. Although the shrimp, truthfully, I know we don't like overcooked shrimp, but if you're simmering shrimp a long time in that rice, it doesn't seem to hurt them that much. It's like calamari. You cook it either 30 seconds or 30 minutes. Both ways, they're tender. And the same thing will happen. If you put a little seafood in there, it's not going to be too rubbery. But for me, I would put it in toward the end. Maybe just set it on top and cover the thing, let it steam there. If you can't, for whatever preference or diet reasons, what we did the other day, made some jambalaya, and then on the side was our seafood, and we did the shrimp barbecue, that New Orleans shrimp style. It's not what you think of as normal barbecue sauce. It's beer and some melted butter and garlic. We use a little of our Cajun spice in there, and then a dash of Worcestershire sauce, and you make kind of an emulsion. Of course, down there they would use the head-on shrimp, which lets some of that shrimp fat in there. It's a flavor. It's a messy dish. You're picking it up. You're shelling the shrimp. We did some with some peeled and deveined shrimp, and it was very good. But that extra shrimp flavor would come if you use the shell-on or the head-on shrimp. But if you're doing a jambalaya and you don't want to mix seafood in it, that would be my recommendation. Make your jambalaya and do a little barbecue shrimp on the side. Actually, we did a little black and prime rib on the side. We had, it's kind of a feast, right, for Mardi Gras. So when we make a jambalaya, have some broth ready, and that 2-to-1 broth to rice ratio is good. Even if you're putting some canned tomatoes in there, which we normally, you know, this jambalaya, you think of a little tomato product in there. Still need it. It's got to absorb. If you're using diced chicken and the cooked sausage, it's not going to release a lot of liquid into the mix. So you need that. If you're using 2 cups of rice, you need a good 4 cups of liquid. And again, if the jambalaya, you cook your rice after it's in there for about 20 minutes. If it seems like it's a little not quite cooked, you can actually just leave it, turn the heat off, leave it covered, let it steam like that. As long as you have enough liquid in there, you'll come out with tender rice. But if you stir it too much, then you're going to have gummy rice. We use the converted rice, which is pretty uniform, good quality, good nutrients. If you wanted to use a medium grain, the Carolina rice or something more local for down there, you know, Louisiana produces a lot of rice, go ahead and do it. As I say, you want something, you don't want something too starchy like a arborio or a sushi rice. That's not going to do it. Brown rice, if you happen to like that, just remember it will take longer to cook. And you might actually need a little bit more liquid, which is what we found out. We tried to do it, you know, a little more fiber in there, a little healthier, but the brown rice definitely will change your cooking time. So we do the Trinity, and you can have your mise en place, your ingredients all chopped and ready to go, just like you would for a paella or even a stir fry. And then once you start cooking, it's just adding, and then you've got your cook time, gives you a chance to get whatever else ready you're serving with it. If you're serving a salad, get the table ready, and it's a one-pot meal. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and we'll be back with this jambalaya process here. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand. or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disattel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Table here. So when we're making jambalaya, nice big pot, something with a lid that fits tightly, and we will saute the trinity, the onions, peppers, and celery in some canola oil is fine. We'll add a little bit of garlic if you like. Seasonings, we'll use thyme, basil, and oregano, and a little bit of cayenne pepper. Or if you have a favorite Cajun spice, you could add this also. Salt and pepper, a little bit. You're not going to need a whole ton of salt. The sausage and ham are going to add some salt to the rice. So you have your vegetables sautéing. Now, your chicken, if it's raw cubes, you're going to want to brown that first and then take it out of the pan and then, of course, add your vegetables. If the chicken's already cooked, you can simply dice it up or slice it. And to save time, if you bought, again, I like chicken legs, you know, rotisserie legs, or even smoked chicken would be nice in this. Or if you don't want chicken, even a couple of kinds of sausage. So you have your chicken browned, your vegetables are cooking, you add your ham and your sausage, get all this kind of sauteing there, and a little bit of tomato product. Could be canned diced tomatoes, or if you have canned plumbed tomatoes, chop them up coarsely. You want some of the juice in there. And bring that to a simmer. Then your liquid, depending on the amount of rice you're cooking, add your liquid, bring that to a boil, and then get the rice in there. Now, you want this to come to a simmer, and then you can cover it. And remember, when you're putting the lid on it, it kind of traps the steam, raises the pressure, so your product boils a lot quicker. So once you're simmering something with the lid on, you want to turn your heat down very, very low. Don't keep it at that same. It takes a lot less of that energy to keep it simmering than it does to keep it boiling. And I think that's what sometimes hurts results, is that you've got your pot boiling, you put the lid on, and if you don't cut that heat way down, you're going to get either over evaporation of the liquid, which gives you, again, you know, like maybe a little chewier product, or it could burn product on the bottom of the pan. All kind of things that can happen. So you're better off with very, very low heat than too high a heat. And truthfully, with rice, as I said, if it's a little bit undercooked, just let it sit covered, let it absorb the rest of that liquid. If it looks a little soupy, just let it sit. It really, just like pasta, it will absorb that liquid, and all your flavors will kind of come together. We do a little chopped green onion on top for a garnish, and parsley if you like, that a little fresh flavor, but the scallion really helps it. And serve away. As I said, you want to put seafood in, fine and dandy. If you want a seafood on the side, which probably would work for most people, you could very easily cook your seafood while you're waiting for the rice to cook. It's the other advantage. And you got one pot. It's easy. The seafood or whatever else you're serving on the side, If you want to do some Cajun popcorn shrimp, that's a variation we've done in the past, or even crawfish tails with a light batter on them, fried up with it and tossed in some Cajun spice. That works well. They said shrimp are good, crawfish, oysters, anything like that. Good seafood for your jambalaya. So, getting ready for Shrove Tuesday, Mardi Gras. Some nice Cajun Creole cooking, and then the best of the Northeast with your Johnny cakes or pancakes, crepes, blinis, whatever way, whatever direction you want to take. We're going to head out. The hour's almost over. What's coming up on the horizon here? Oh, we've got, well, tonight the Rotary Soup Cook-Off at the Utterton Central Commons. Tuesday we've got the first Mardi Gras, the first dinner going out over at Polytech. Mardi Gras dinner. We've got a few reservations for the students over there, so they'll be cooking up some stuff, and then I think we'll be over at the track banquet at the Commons on Tuesday night. Jake Springs catering the food for that. So, kind of stuff coming up. We've got St. Patrick's Day in a couple of weeks. Interesting being on a Friday, but Irish food's always some good stuff. Maybe we'll explore some of that next week, get you ready for the Irish celebration. Even if you're not Irish, the food's great. We always do all the traditional specials at Jake's, so looking forward to that. Chef Bill signing off. We're going to hit the road and talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy.
A former Republican president discussing the media.
We need an independent media to hold people like me to account.
Former President George W. Bush, speaking on NBC's Today Show, asked to address President Trump's recent comments that news media is the enemy of the people. Bush would only say,
power can be very addictive, and it can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere.
Reports are President Trump is eyeing big cuts at the EPA and some other agencies in his budget proposal for next year. Senior officials say the president will call for sharp hikes in defense spending and for keeping Social